Oh, praise Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 59 and 60. Isaiah chapter 59 verses starting from 1 to 3 and then Isaiah chapter 60 verses 1 to 4. Hallelujah, 1 to 4 and 5. Yes, so here the Lord is speaking. Lord is opening the eyes of his children who have been slaved to sin. Hallelujah. And he's setting them free with an admonishment. Hallelujah. He's giving them an edification, a message of edification, that they will be reunited with the Creator and they will kick off, hallelujah, all the transgressions and iniquities they were continuing in their lives. Hallelujah. Let us read through the chapter. Chapter 59, verses from 1 to 3. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perversity. Amen. And then Isaiah chapter 60 verses 1 to 5. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around, and see, they all gather together. They come to you, your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Hallelujah. Here ends the Bible reading. My dear brothers and sisters, I have taken two references, one from the Isaiah chapter 59 and then the other from the 60. In Isaiah chapter 59, we can see that the iniquity of the people have separated them from the God, hallelujah, of the salvation. The God who had come to this world, the Lord who had created us, hallelujah, in his own image, he has been separated from us, hallelujah, not because he is away from us, but that the iniquity of the people have divided and separated from, hallelujah, him from the fellowship that they had. How can a creator can be divided? How can a creator can be separated from his creations? When the creations continually sin against and transgress against the commandments and the words of the Creator, when they go away from his words, his precepts, his statutes, then darkness will gloom. The one who's of this world will capture them. They will become slaves to demonic temptations, demonic thoughts, demonic ideologies. And they fall from the glory. That's what Bible says, that many have fallen short of glory and have sinned. Many have sinned. Sin is the only cause that is separating us from God. For God is pure and holy. And all those who seek God, they should be holy in heart. Only then your prayers and supplications will be heard by the Lord. That's why in the tabernacle of God, there are many chambers. In the first gate, the outer gate, you have to purge yourself, you have to cleanse yourself, then you have to enter to the second court. Likewise, whenever you are sinned, you will be casted away from the presence of God, and God will push you off. But when you confess, when you repent, when you're ready to cleanse yourself by the Holy Spirit's, hallelujah, anointing, and by the blood of Jesus Christ, then you are once again reuniting and creating that bond with God. Hallelujah. That is the covenantal relationship. Whenever you fall, you accept your fall, you come back to the Master, and you seek His grace, you seek His mercy, you seek His face, and when you pray with all your heart, when you melt down in prayer, when you diligently seek His face, and you say, "Oh Lord, I have committed sin, Master. Master, in my weakness, I have gone away from you, Lord. Lord, reunite me by your grace. Reunite me." And that is the prayer that has to come from your heart. You have to repent bitterly and cry to the Lord. that he will remember your past no more. He will give you a future that the world will be astonished at. The Gentiles will see your face. The Gentiles will be brought into your radiance. They will see how much bright you have become. You are not the person of the past, but you are a person of the glorious future. For the Lord will bless you when you humble yourself and when you pray and commit your life into His hands. Your iniquities have separated you from the presence of God. Your transgressions, it is not that the ear of God is heavy or He is not listening to your prayers. He is a prayer answering God. He is the God who answers our supplications. But when God is not listening to you, something is wrong with you. God is just and He is the same all the time. He is the same yesterday, today and forever. He is an unchanging God. But if something wrong is happening in our life, if our prayers are not being heard, then the sin is the thing that is blocking you from appearing to God. You have to break that. You have to burn your sins. You have to get delivered from the bondage of sin that is blocking you, that is tying you and separating you from reaching God. Hallelujah. The earth that is revolving around the sun. The sun is constantly standing over there. It is the earth and other planets that's going around the sun. But in orbit, there are times that the planets move away from the sun. And what happens is they will be completely gloomed by darkness. Like manner, God is constantly standing in between the galaxy, in between the universe. We, His children, are going away from God, and we are creating the distance between God and ourselves. And the reason again is sin. Adam and Eve was being cursed by the Lord because they did not obey to the commandment or the voice of the Lord. Saul, the king Saul, was cursed. And his kingdom was being snatched away from him and was given to David because he did not obey the word of God. And what happened to Jonah? Hallelujah. He was supposed to go to Nineveh, but he went to Tarshish against the word of God. And he was being punished, and he brought him back to the track of his word. And what happened again? Jonah had a glorious ministry. And Moses, how was Moses? Like manner, my dear brothers and sisters, when you commit your lives, when you commit your lives into the hand of Jesus, He is ready to pick you up from there. And He will make all effort to help you reach the kingdom of God. But only thing what you're supposed to do is obey and listen to His words. If the Master goes before you, you as a servant ought to follow Him. You ought to follow His footsteps. If you do not follow His footsteps, then foxes and wolves will come by the way, and they will snatch you and tear you apart. Hallelujah. Word of God is sovereign. Word of God is authoritative. You cannot take the word of God for granted. When God speaks, all mankind should obey. For when the Creator speaks, the creations should listen and submit. How much are we that we blossom today and we wither away tomorrow? How much are we just like grass of the field? We bloom one day and we've disappeared. We don't even exist. But God is sovereign. He is giving you such a great privilege that He shall accept you as His sons and daughters. But with the conditions laid before you. If you accept that condition, then the kingdom of God is yours. But when you walk away from His commandments, when you do not listen and be stubborn, when you're stiff-necked, and then you do not obey to the commandments and the voice of God, then the punishment awaits for you. Then the judgment awaits for you. Like He had pushed away His angels into the brim of fire, He can do the same thing to you. Then God, in His greatest majesty, if He can push down His own angels who were worshipping and serving Him because they were corrupted by the pride, God had pushed them into the brim of fire, that is hell. How much are you and me? How much are you and me? We are not even had got any kind of recognition, just like Satan had got years and years and years ago. We are just a bud. A newly blossomed bud. But God, in His greatest mercies, He's calling you by our name. He's calling us by our name. And He had predestined a future for us. How much are we that the greatest God is planning a future for us? How much are we that our lives have been planned? How much are we that we have been called by name? How much gifted are we that we are called as a flame of fire? How much are we that the Master Himself gave His life for us? We are always special, but the world and the people around us, they don't know, they don't realize your worth. But God is always mindful of you. Demonic spirits will encourage you to sin. The spirit of carnality will always appreciate you to do sin, so that they can pounce on you and take you away from God. The ruler of this world is waiting when he can snatch you away from God, when you will be separated from the flock, when you will come out from the church, when you will be separated by the spiritual bonding. The enemy is waiting, my dear brothers and sisters. God wants to safeguard you and protect you by keeping you under His wings. God wants to give you a life that you have never even imagined and you can never imagine of. God wants to fill you with glories for which you have to overcome this world. You have to overcome this world. God didn't say that I will not give you. God said I will give you. I will give you all the desires of your heart. But you have to withstand in faith. My kingdom is for you. My kingdom, it's for you. I have created mansions in my Father's house. There are many mansions and I will give you. I will make you to sit on my throne. God is gloriously planning our future. But we, because of our thoughts and our deeds, are being separated from the glory of God. God wants to make us radiant and glorious. He wants this world to come before, hallelujah, His presence. He wants this world to know that He is even more gracious. He is mightier through you. He wants you to be the messenger. He wants you to be the angel that stands and speaks out his word on these last days. He had created you in such a way that you will be called as his minister. You will be called with a greater honor. You will be called as his minister who serves and walks before him, calling and proclaiming his holy name. God wants to gift you with all his gifts and anointings. He wants to fill you with his Holy Spirit and beautify you. He wants to embellish you. But why are we going away? And why are we going off track? What has been set forth before us? What is making us to get away from his presence? God is searching for one man who will be able to stand in the gap and pray for the nation and pray for the revival of this world. One man. That's so much of burden in the heart of God. He wants to save this world from sin, from the dominion of sin, from the dominion of darkness. He wants this world to be saved. God's heart is burdened. Will you share that responsibility? Will you share that burden? But if you walk in his commandments and if you keep his words, God will be happy. God will be happy about you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 5. Again, I'm reading this. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Amen. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Hallelujah. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, arise. God is asking you to arise and shine, for the light has come. God has brought forth the light upon you, and you have been filled with light. Now arise and shine forth. Arise and shine forth. Let this world see the radiance. Let this world see the light of salvation and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The Son of Righteousness, he has risen upon you, that you shall be light to many people who are living in darkness. You will be the lighthouse. The people from afar will look unto you. They will come to your light. They will come to your radiance. And they will have fellowship with Jesus Christ. And they shall be saved. They and their household. And they shall serve the living God. The Lord Jesus Christ will be served, and he shall be testified, he shall be glorified through you, because the light has come upon you. God has filled you with his Holy Spirit's wisdom, understanding, radiance. You will shine forth in this world. Hallelujah. You will proclaim the gospel to the ends of the world, because the light has come upon you. The Son of Righteousness has risen upon you. He will take you and use you mightily. Hallelujah. Yes, Run away from all sins. God is calling you. Hallelujah. And He has a great ministry to be fulfilled. He has great purpose for you and with you. He shall do great things. He shall do tremendous things with you. Hallelujah. May the Lord God of hosts be with you, encourage you, and strengthen you in continually running before Him. Hallelujah. And in winning souls for His kingdom. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. Hallelujah. Amen.